Hey, let's do a sound check. Everybody there?
Marty, hello. We can hear you.
All right, let's do our protocols. Attendees who have joined via teleconference, please place your phones on or audio connection or mute until such time you are presenting or asking to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Attendees who have joined via teleconference, please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web links and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. So good morning, everyone. It is 10 o'clock on the dot. Welcome to Vista Norte Public Charter School. This is a regular board meeting, Friday, June the 5th, 2026 at 10 a.m. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting in person or by dialing the conference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agendas. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@vistanortecharter.org. The public may also provide comments during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. We're going to open up this meeting and establish a quorum through a roll call. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck,
present.
John Dorch,
present.
Victoria Hancock,
present.
And James Lott,
present.
So we have a quorum. And now, Julian, would you do the Learning Center roll call?
Thank you, Board President. This is Jillian Rojas from the Charter Affairs Team for the Learning Center's roll call. Learning Centers, can you please unmute your line for the roll call? Do I have a representative for Rialto?
Present.
Present.
Thank you. Thank you both. And for Riverside?
Present.
Thank you. This concludes the Learning Center's roll call. Thank you, Learning Centers. You can place your lines back on mute.
So now we're going to ask Victoria to do the Pledge of Allegiance for us.
Sure.
Please place your hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Victoria. So now staff introductions. We'll start with Jerry.
Thank you very much. My name is Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer. Mr. Brown will not be joining us today. He sends his best regards, and I thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Shelley Haynes, School Superintendent.
Good morning, everyone. Rachel Taggart, Area Superintendent.
Good morning, Darren Bauer, COO.
Good morning, Bill Thompson, attorney for the school.
Anyone else who's presenting?
Good morning, Chloe.
Paul Nossa, CEO of Finance. Programs Coordinator.
Sorry. This is Claudia Wall, SVP of Finance with LLXC.
Good morning,
Sorry, Claudia, this is Colin Opsa. It's the last day before break.
Good morning, Priscilla Zapata, Credential Analyst with LLAC.
All right, welcome everybody this fine morning. So now we're going to go to E, approve agenda for the June 5th, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve 1E.
John Dorch moves.
So John Dorch has moved, Jim Lott has seconded. Carol will vote. In fact, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That's nice.
So nice. Any opposed, say nay. All right, thank you. So by unanimous vote, we have approved 1E. I just love that. Okay, approved minutes of the April 27, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read this. Are there any comments or corrections? And if not, can I have a motion or a second to approve 1F?
So moved to approve by Victoria Hancock. Claudette Beck, I'll second that.
So Victoria Hancock is moved. Claudette Beck is seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. So by unanimous vote, we have approved 1F. So now we're on to consent agenda. All items listed on the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote, unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. And they are A, 1 through 5. 1, the board will be asked to approve student smartphones and other Friday devices policies. 2, the board will be asked to accept the uniform complaints report for the 25-26 school year. There are zero complaints received. Three, the board will be asked to approve revised suspension and expulsion policies and procedures. And four, the board will be asked to approve revision of the 26-27 parent-student handbook regarding involuntary removal procedures. And five, the board will be asked to approve the revised school safety plan. Are there any board members who would like to table one of these or have a discussion about it? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve consent agenda 2A1 through 5?
I so move.
And Beck will second.
So Jim Lott has moved. Carla Beck has seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So by unanimous vote, we have approved 2A1 through 5 consent agenda. So now we're on 3, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. Time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, unless a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it's the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line for the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Good morning. This is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team. Here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted a comment or have requested to speak.
All right. So now we're on 4 school reports and information. And this is Claudio on a finance update.
Thank you, Barb. Good morning. Today, I have an update to the line of credit that shows the status of the line with Hamney Bank and with LLAC. The report on Hamney line is updated through May 15th and includes the line approved for $1 million and the current rate of the line of 7.25%. This rate is the same as the one in previous update, as we have not seen changes to the federal funds and prime rates. The update shows that the school has no balance at this moment. It includes the expiration date of the line of September 3rd, 2027. Covenant ratios are in the bottom area of the Hamney section. These covenants are required to keep the line in good standing and in compliance with the line of credit agreement. And the summary shows that the school meets all line requirements. The second portion of the update shows the status of the line with LLAC, approved as a promissory note for $500,000 with the current rate at 6% for this fiscal year. The school currently has no loan balance. And with respect to the state budget, I will address the latest updates to the May revision later today in the meeting when reviewing the school budget. And that concludes the update. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We love to see that there's no loan balance. It's a good thing. Appreciate that. Any questions for Claudio? All right, we're going to move on then to 4B, Area Superintendent Update. Rachel.
Good morning, everyone. So what we have here are our data metrics from Data and Design for Learning Period 10. So you can see at Vista Norte, we currently have 672 students. As of right now, our graduation rate is sitting at 80%, but we're on track to exceed 90%. So we're really excited about that. Our ADA utilization for this learning period is 91%. We'll talk. Yes, thank you. So I want to get a little bit more granular with some of the utilization and credit completion. So we've had a really successful year this year at Vista Norte. So I just want to say I'm really proud of all the work that the team has done, the staff and the students, obviously, who are really doing the work, but the staff are really encouraging them. So you can see in learning period 10, when you're looking at the green columns, as opposed to the blue columns, that's this year as opposed to last school year. So for LP10, overall credit completion was 4.23. Last year was 3.97. So a big jump there. Our ADA utilization this learning period was 90.79. Last year was 81.48. Again, a huge increase. Our core credit completion was 3.12. as opposed to last year was 2.99. And then again, our graduation rate is currently sitting at 80%. And last year at this time, it was 76.47. So just some really big increases. And
those are really important because you have a large home study group and we've attributed to that. But this going over it is amazing. We see this.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of huge increases and advances. So we're really excited about that. And then on track, we've already done some goal setting, and we're on track to focus on these metrics for next year and hope to keep on this trajectory. So
thank you.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Well, excellent coordinates.
All right. So now we're going to go into C, report on mathematic placement results. Rachel, again.
Yes, thank you, President Sanford. In compliance with the California Mathematics Placement Act of 2015, our board adopted policy ensures fair, objective, and transparent math placement for incoming ninth graders. The policy includes multiple academic measures, an early year placement checkpoint, annual data review to prevent bias, an appeals process, and public posting on each school site. All ninth grade students advanced in their math courses and none were held back. So I'm happy to report that. We will continue to review and report placement data annually in accordance with board policy. That concludes my report.
Thanks for the boards. That's really good. All right. So now we're going to go to D, LCFF Local Indicators Reports. Colin. Unmute, Colin.
Oops, sorry. Thank you, President Sanford, for having a morning. Oh my goodness, for hearing my presentation this morning. It's my pleasure to share the hard work of our instructional leadership teams this year. So the next slide here gives a quick overview of our California dashboard, and you'll see here that the indicators report starts on page 263 of your board packet. But on the left side of the slide here, you'll see that these are the state indicators, which are based on statewide collected data. And on the right side are the local indicators, which are based on our self-assessed program implementation, our school climate surveys, and our engagement with our educational partners. So the dashboard then is a combination. It reflects both statewide and local data. If we can go to the next slide. Our local indicators report is based on five key priorities, and these indicators are reported to the state, and then they're included in that school dashboard. And for the priorities located on this slide, we met the criteria that measure our progress. And even though we met the priorities, there are many improvements that the school made, such as we invested heavily in school facilities, and you just saw that we had dramatic improvement in our data. And then also our student and parent survey completion numbers were way up this year. This concludes my presentation on the local indicators report. And if there are any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Thank you so much, Colin. Any questions, anybody? Right. We're going to move on to 4E. The board will be advised of additional efforts by Lifelong Learning Administration Corporation to assist the school in advancing the goals of independent study. Aaron.
Yes, good morning, Board President. Thank you. I just wanted to provide an update and report for the board that we have asked for some additional services from our service provider, Lifelong Learning, as it relates to legislative activity and advocacy for independent study for Vista Norte. While we've enjoyed years of great support in that area, we felt it was time to elevate that level of service over this coming year. So in the coming months, they'll be putting together plans to ramp up resources, a number of new activities, and I'll be able to report on that at a future board meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Derek? Love that. Good. So now we're on 4F. Annual IRS Form 990, Return of Organization Exempt from Income Tax and the California Return for 24 as filed. And this is Claudio.
Thank you, Board. Today, we are informing the Board that the school's annual IRS Form 990 was filed by the required deadline and that the filed Form 990 has also been made available to Board members for their review before submission to the IRS. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudio. Any questions for him? Nice and brief. Thank you. So now we're going to go to G, 2026-27 board meeting dates. This is 65 in your packet. Talking earlier about the fact that this just flies by so fast, it's crazy. So here it is to put on your calendar. Be flexible. It says, there's a little asterisk on there that says, dates, start times are subject to change. We have a lady that works with us, so please call her if you've got a vacation planned or something. Work around this. All right, thank you. These are, like, so important a year ahead. We appreciate that so much. So now we're going to go to 5, public hearing. And we're now opening this public hearing. I need a motion and a second to open it. Let's have a motion and a second.
John Dorsch moves.
Second, Victoria Hancock.
John Dorsch has moved. Victoria Hancock has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, so we are now in session at 10:15. The board has allotted 15 minutes of public hearing. Members of the public have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may extend this time upon majority vote. And the board will first hear a presentation from the area superintendent.
Thank you. So the purpose of this public hearing is to solicit the recommendations and comments of members of the public regarding the revised personalized learning policy. A redline copy of the revised policy has been provided in your board packets and reflects updates to align with current school operations, including clarifications related to student progress, re-engagement supports, and involuntary removal procedures. The proposed revisions are intended to strengthen consistency across our independent study program by clearly defining expectations for student engagement, attendance, and academic progress, while also outlining a structured system of supports for students who may be struggling. The updated policy also clarifies procedures to ensure fair and compliant processes, including due process protections for students and families when changes in placement may be necessary. The effective date of the revised policy is July 1, 2026, which allows time for staff training and implementation. So we're recommending the approval of that. And that concludes my presentation.
Appreciate that. Let's see.
Do you want me to just go on to the next one?
I think I had to read that.
Oh, okay.
The board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public, revised personalized learning policy. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comments? Are there any members of the public who submit a written comment to the board, Shelley?
Good morning, this is Shelley Sands to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment today.
Okay, so hearing none, we will move on to the second item with the public hearing. The board will hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendations and comments of members of the public regarding the Budget Overview Appearance, the BOP, and the Local Control and Accountability Plan, the LCAP, for the 26-27 school year. This public hearing is now open at 10:17.
Thank you, President Sanford. I'm actually going to turn this over to Colin Opseth. He has a brief presentation on the BOP and the LCAP.
Thank you so much. My mic is on, so I wanted to just quickly brief you on the budget overview for parents and the LCAP. It starts on page 294 of your board packet. We developed the LCAP report with input from our students, parents, and staff, and each year we revisit our plan and adjust the plan based on data and the input of our educational partners. This year, though, we did add an additional action to our LCAP, which is 1.7 for the LREBG funding, and that supports intervention, engagement, and learning recovery. We use these funds for the purchase of summer school curriculum licenses, emergency nutrition purchases, and professional development. If we can go on to the next slide. There are 4 goals that guide our work within the LCAP. Goal 1 is to improve our academic outcomes, especially for our English learner students, our low-income students, and our foster youth. Goal 2 is to prepare students for college career and life after they graduate from high school. And then goal 3 is to keep students engaged and connected through a positive school environment and through expanded support systems. Goal 4 is to strengthen partnerships with our families through clear communication and through ongoing feedback. If we go on to the next slide. The budget overview for parents is at the beginning of the LCAP document, and it is a visual snapshot of our projected revenue for the upcoming school year. We are budgeting for a total budget of about $13.6 million, and almost $3.2 million is apportioned within the LCAP to increase services for students. The remainder of the LCAP document reflects how the school plans to utilize the funding. It's a multi-year progress toward meeting specific goals, and there are many data points that are also reflected in the California dashboard. We're proud of the progress that we made this school year. Next year, we anticipate continuing that growth. The LCAP is both a reflection and a celebration of our teamwork, not just as a school-wide team, but also with the support of our students and their families. This concludes my presentation on the LCAP. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Colin. I just want to make one comment. I love what we do for summer school, and it's such a great way to connect with the local schools and communities. That's great.
Absolutely.
Any comments from the board? All right. The board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the budget overview for parents at BOP and the local control and accountability plan for the 26-27 school year. Are there any members of the public on the comment line who wish to comment? And are there any members of the public who submit written comments to the board? Shelley.
Hi, this is Shelley again, here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
All right, so hearing none, we're going to close this public hearing. I need a motion and a second. Close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Mm-hmm. Lot of Beck has moved. Jim Lott has seconded. We'll vote. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, so by unanimous vote, we have closed this public hearing at 10:20. So we're now going to action items. This is number 6. Asked to approve the revised personalized learning policy. Rachel.
Yes, hi again. Unless there are additional questions from the board, I'm recommending approval of the revised personalized learning policy as presented.
I have a motion and second.
John Dorsch moves to approve.
Second, Victoria Hancock.
John Dorsch has moved. Victoria Hancock has seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So by unanimous vote, we've approved 6A. On 6B. The board will be asked to approve the 26-27 budget overview for parents, the BOP, and local control and accountability plan, the LCAP, for the 26-27 year. Rachel.
If there are no further questions at this time, the board is asked to approve the 2026-27 budget overview for parents and local control and accountability plan, though.
Thank you so much. And I have a motion and a second. Are there any questions first? Okay, a motion and a second.
So moved to approve by Victoria Hancock.
Victoria Hancock has moved. Jim Lott has seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? With unanimous vote, we have approved 6B. We're now on 6C. The board will be asked to confirm its acknowledgement that Carol Stanford, Claudette Beck, John Dorch, Victoria Hancock, and James Lott have been reappointed as members of the Board of Directors by Education Advancement Corporation, the sole member of Alta Vista Public Charter, Inc., for the term July 1st, 2026, to July 30th, 2027. Bill.
Well, thank you. It's my privilege to be able to extend an appreciation on behalf of the officers and the staff for this board and all the good service that you put forth over the last year, and most of you before that. It's really important, as you well know. We, especially at Vista Norte, you see the results, see the good work that's being done by the staff especially and the students. I've always said, when I was in high school, I don't know that I'd been so self-motivated enough. I'm impressed by the students. I really am, that they do this. But having said all that, if you're willing to do this for another year, then I'd suggest that we take a motion and a second and a vote.
All right. Yeah. Are we willing, guys? We're all in. This school is just thriving. Thank you so much. It's our pleasure. Can I have a motion and a second to reappoint us?
I'll make a motion.
John Dorsch second.
Bill Claudette Beck has moved. John Dorsch was seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And opposed. So by unanimous vote, we have been reappointed for a year. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we are on D. The board will be asked to reappoint the corporate officers to serve at the pleasure of the board. They are Jerry Vincent and Jeff Brown. And we have plenty of discussion. We're all good for this. All right, let's have a motion and a second to approve these two.
Second, Victoria Hancock.
The Dream Flat is moved. Victoria Hancock is seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So by unanimous vote, we have approved Jerry and Jeff on D. So now we're at E. The board will be asked to approve the proposed transitional kindergarten teacher qualifications, local equivalency determination. And this is Priscilla.
Hi, good morning. To ensure compliance with state requirements for transitional kindergarten funding eligibility and to verify that all TK assignments meet at least one of the approved qualification pathways, Vista Norte Public Charter School is establishing local equivalency criteria for credentialed teachers assigned to TK classrooms within a local educational agency claiming state funding for TK students. TK is part of the K-12 public school system and is the first year of a two-year kindergarten program that uses modified kindergarten curriculum that is age-appropriate. TK is not considered a preschool program and must be taught by an educator who holds a valid teaching credential, which I can confirm all of our teachers do. However, in addition to a valid teaching credential and under the purview of CDE, Education Code 48000G requires that credentialed teachers first assigned to TK classroom after July 1st, 2015 meet at least one of the following additional state funding requirements by August 1st, 2025. Education-based, so at least 24 units of coursework in early childhood education. Experience-based, which is professional experience in the classroom setting with preschool-aged children that is comparable to the 24 units of coursework. That needs to be determined by the local education agency and board-approved. Or credential-based, which is an additional credential, which includes a child development teaching permit issued by CTC. The local equivalency criteria is California law allows LEAs, such as school districts and charter school organizations with board approval, to determine what qualifies as that equivalent experience. Because this is this equivalency is determined locally, LEAs are responsible to establish clear criteria, apply it consistently and fairly, and maintain documentation to support the funding eligibility and audit requirements. In alignment with this authority to determine comparability, Vista Norte Public Charter School is proposing that the following professional experience criteria to be deemed as equivalent to 24 units would be a teacher needs to meet at minimum a combination of TK, kindergarten, or preschool teacher experience, totaling at least 2 years. It is recommended that the Board of Directors approve the TK qualification equivalency determination, authorizing the school to implement the criteria to verify and document qualifying professional experience in lieu of the 24-unit coursework. Thank you.
So I think that's a really good idea. I love TK. Mm-hmm. I just had that with my kids with me. I really like it. Any comments from the board or questions? If not, can I have a motion second to approve E?
I'll make a motion to approve E.
Second, Victoria Hancock. So Claudette Beck is moved, Victoria Hancock is seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So E has passed. We're now on F. The board will be asked to approve the Proposition 28 Arts and Music School Funding Annual Report for the fiscal year 25-26. Colin.
Thank you again. Our annual report on Prop 28 Art and Music and Schools Funding is found on page 432 of your board packet. These funds have allowed us to dedicate staffing and resources specifically toward creating more opportunities for art and music education for our students. Vista Norte was allocated about $132,000 for art instruction, activities, and classroom supplies during this current school year. We currently have one FTE certificated teacher that we hired via these grant funds who supports about 619 students. We also used a portion of our funding to purchase art materials, technology, and increase student activities for our students. We are excited about the impact this initiative can have in nurturing creativity, artistic expression, and an appreciation for the arts amongst our students. And this concludes my presentation on Prop 28 grant funding. If there are no further comments or questions, I respectfully ask the board to approve our Prop 28 annual report for fiscal year 25-26.
That's a good thing. Any other comments? We have a motion and second to approve 6F.
I'll make a motion to approve F.
Second. So Claudia Beck has moved, Jim Vlott has seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So by unanimous vote, we have approved 6F. We're now in 6G. The board will be asked to reauthorize the officers of the corporation to award discretionary incentives to employees at various sundry times. Rachel.
Thank you, President Sanford. The board is being asked to reauthorize the officers of the corporation to provide discretionary incentives to employees at various times throughout the year. These incentives will be awarded based on available budget and the overall financial health of the school. So thank you for your consideration in reauthorizing that.
Any questions?
I have a motion and a second to approve 6G.
I move to approve by Terry Hancock.
Terry Hancock has moved. James Lott has seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, so by unanimous vote, we approve 6G. 6H, the board will be asked to reauthorize the corporate officers and seniors administration to make all reasonable and necessary business arrangements and enter into all reasonable and necessary transactions, including but not limited to contracts with vendors, employees, consultants, and others. And so that is what we've just done on a regular basis, an annual basis. So any questions about that? Okay, so I have a motion and a second to approve 6H.
John Dorsch moves.
Patty Baker second.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, so we've passed 6H by unanimous vote. 6I, the board will be asked to approve the local control accountability formula, the LCFF, for school year 26-27, which drives the primary sources of funding for the charter school. And this is Claudio.
Thank you, board. The local control funding formula is the primary source of funding for charter schools. This funding has two primary components, a base rate that applies to all schools and depend entirely on ADA by grade span, and a supplemental and concentration component that depends on the percentage of the school's English learners, foster youth, or low-income students. The LCFF funding is the largest source of revenue and is essential to the budget and LCAP development. For year 26-27, the LCFF funding formula will provide a total revenue of $11,565,905. This total includes a base funding of $8,389,943, or 73% of the total LCFF funding, and a supplemental and concentration funding of $3,175,962, or 27% of the total LCFF funding. And we would like to request approval of the LCFF formula. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Claudio. Any comments from the board? I have a motion and a second to approve 6I.
So moved to approve by Victoria Hancock.
John Dorsch seconds.
Victoria Hancock has moved. John Dorsch has seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, so 6I has been approved unanimously. We're now on 6J. The board will be asked to approve the Education Protection Account, the EPA, spending determination. And this is Claudio.
Thank you, board. The Education Protection Account funding is a component of the school's total LCFF entitlement. As shown on the budget report on LCFF sources section of JET code 8012, the school will receive EPA revenue of $129,978 for both current year and fiscal year 26-27. This funding must be used only for instruction and be posted on the school's website every year. And we would like to request approval of the EPA spending determinations. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudio. Any questions about that? All right, can I have a motion and a second to approve 6J?
I'll make a motion to approve 6J.
John Dorsch will second the motion.
Product Beck has moved. John Dorsch has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 6J has been passed unanimously. Now we're on 6K. The board will be asked to approve the budget for the 26-27 year. Claudio.
Thank you, board. The school budget is based on funding information from the May revision to the state budget released on May 14th. This May revision is materially stronger than the January governor's budget, but it should be read as cautiously positive. Updated revenue estimates, driven mainly by income tax gains tied to the AI stock market boom, increases the Proposition 98 guarantee by another $6.4 billion above January estimates, allowing the state to fund more education priorities. For schools, the strongest funding increase comes from a 2.87% statutory COLA, plus the proposed 1.44% LCFF super cola, with a total of 4.31% for LCFF base, supplemental, and concentration grants. The May revision also increases the one-time discretionary block grant from $2.8 billion to $5 billion, buys out the planned June 2026 principal apportionment deferral, and also proposes a major special education funding increase with a base rate of $1,340 per ADA, which is substantially higher than the $999 per ADA proposed in January. However, all of this funding remains volatile, and one-time revenues should not support ongoing cost. Now let's take a look at the budget report. Let's start with the Form A, located at the final page of the report, that shows average daily attendance. Let's move to the last page. Last line. Thank you. It shows a 649 for current year. The projection for upcoming year is the same ADA of 649, indicating a stable enrollment trend and continuity in attendance expectations. So let's now move to the first page of Form 62 that shows revenue and expenditures. Total revenue budgeted for next year is $13.6 million. This shows an increase of 8.4% compared to current year and is due to multiple factors. Revenue from LCFF sources is projected to have an increase of 4.4% from $11 million this year to $11.5 million next year. This primarily is due to the super cola of 4.31% in LCFF funding rate and a small increase in unduplicated pupil percentage that affects the supplemental and concentration portions of this funding. The second line federal funding is budgeted at $99,000, showing a decrease of 7.2% compared to current year. This funding comes entirely from federal special ed entitlement. Other state revenue in the budget shows a substantial increase of 51.2% compared to current year, from almost 1.3 million to 1.9 million, driven by the increase in state special ed funding rate and in student support and professional.